We're in luck, I guess, Page said. Looks like the ME's just finishing up. He pointed toward the medical examiner, a heavy-set, gray-haired woman standing next to the limo and speaking into a handheld recorder. That meant the bodies hadn't been removed. I was surprised, but it was good news for me. The less disturbed the crime scene, the more information I could get for Burns, and the president, and his wife. I supposed that was why the bodies hadn't been moved. The dead were waiting on me. I turned back to Paige. Tell whoever's in charge from the LAPD not to move anything yet. I want to get a clean look. And try to clear some of these people out of here. Necessary personnel only. Fibers, printing, but that's it. Everyone else is on break. For the first time that morning, Paige paused before he responded. This was an all-business side of me he hadn't seen. Not that I'm big on throwing my weight around, but right now I had to use it. There was no way I could do a proper job in the middle of all this chaos and confusion. Oh, and one other thing you should tell whoever's in charge, I said. Paige turned back. Yeah? Tell them as long as I'm here, I'm in charge. Chapter 14. I could still hear Director Burns's voice in my head. I want to hear your take on what happened. We'll have you back with your family for dinner. But would I want to eat after this? With two dead bodies still inside, the limousine was absolutely fetid. One of the best tricks I'd learned was to gut it out for about 3 minutes until the olfactory nerves were numb. Then I'd be fine. I just had to get through those 3 minutes that told me I was back in the homicide business.